This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Hello.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast. This time with a very special guest, Rob Wills.
Me?
Well,
it's
look
me.
At you.
It's me.
Do you feel privileged?
I know, honestly, it's been wicked being on a breakfast show with you for the last couple of weeks. Gary will be back on next week's podcast and also on the show. And I know that, you know, you'll appreciate this. This podcast was recorded during the week. It's the best bits of the week. So if you're listening on the Friday it was released, we can't actually tell you what the results of Tons of Tins are yet. Because we don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. We won't know until next week. But what we can say is genuinely a massive thank you to, you know, KMFM listeners in general, but the breakfast show audience, because we know when we've been talking about Tons of Tins, that's where we've seen the money coming in. That's where, you know, you've been getting in touch. And it has been genuinely been quite humbling, actually, watching the cash come in.
And it's been just so incredible to meet people in person, to read the messages people have left as well, and the voice notes they send us on KMFM Official, how passionate all of our listeners are about this, as much as we are, it's one of the best things about this job.
So that's the most sensible part you're going to hear in this podcast, is the bit where we say thank you, and please keep watching our socials. If you're listening to this in 2025, then you'll have to search KMFM Tons of Tins for it to make any sense at all. But right now, Before we get in, thank you so much to everybody who's been a part of Tons of Tins. And now here comes the Breakfast Buffet podcast. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Waking up Kent.
This is KMFM Breakfast.
Do you know what? I'm outing myself here because I cannot believe.
No, but I get... Do you know what? In your defence...
Right.
I get it. I wouldn't have gone as far as you did, but I do get it.
So I went out for dinner with my parents and we were like, we wanted to go somewhere fancy. It was a treat. I haven't seen them in a long while.
Haven't been down for ages, have they? No, exactly.
I've literally not seen them for months. And I've had loads of people recommend the Shosna.
In Rochester.
In Rochester, Curry House. Yeah. Love a curry. Mm-hmm. Literally can't go wrong. So I was like, take my parents there, they'll be really impressed.
Yeah.
Like I'm an adult doing big adult
sure,
things.
Sure, yeah.
And we have this curry, it's incredible. And then after the meal, they bring over this plate with these little like disc looking things.
Yeah,
on.
they're like a maybe like 3x the size of a minstrel, aren't they?
Yeah. Almost like looks like something you'd put a contact lens in.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And we're all just staring at them like, what on earth is that? And then they come over and they press the middle of it, and this thing starts like growing out
from the inside
of it, upwards. And I was like, well, normally, like, I mean, don't they normally bring you up mints or something, like as a palate cleanser?
They did get there, didn't they? But they just this bit first.
This bit was first. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at this circle with this thing popping out, and I'm like, do I eat it?
Please tell me you didn't eat it.
Well, I gave it a smell before I went to eat it, to which I very rapidly realised that it is a napkin. So I almost ate one of those, like, you know, the napkins that are meant to be warm, but obviously I stared at it for so long, it wasn't even warm
anymore.
Cold.
Yeah, sure.
So it's just a cold napkin that I was meant to get the curry stain out of that I almost ate. So I almost ate a napkin.
It was, I mean, there's the sentence of the day, Kent. You're welcome. I almost ate a napkin. So remember today, whatever happens to you, it won't be as bad as I almost ate a napkin. I do get it because I've never seen them before.
They could have been a marshmallow.
It could have been.
Which is where my brain went.
It was unlikely to be a marshmallow, wasn't it? But it was, I know what you mean. So say they pop them down.
Yeah.
And then it kind of expands in the middle and then you get that towel. It's very, very posh, darling.
It is very posh.
But you made something very posh, very not posh.
More poosh.
It would have been, if you didn't have a napkin.
This is Kent's Wake Up Call.
KMFM Breakfast.
Very strange behaviour. And I've got a lot of weird friends, but this is insane, love.
My favourite thing is she's not even like going under there with like a glass or anything. She's going under there like a pussycat, like literally just drinking
from
the tap.
Charlotte.
Oh my God, I'm so hot in this bath that I've actually just had to drink at the tap. I don't know if you ever do that. I do it all the time. Just a side note.
No. No, I don't think, you know, because there's a saying, isn't there? If you thought of it, then somebody's already done it.
Yeah.
I think Charlotte's just proven that wrong because I don't think anybody would, in their own dirty bathwater, lean forward, place their mouth under the tap like the old water things you used to get at school
and
help yourself. It makes sense.
I get the logic, but there's just so many
questions
where I'm like, babe.
I don't know. It's the same water, isn't it? For most houses, it's the same water.
But there's something about a bathroom tap, isn't there? It just feels wrong. I wouldn't even drink out the sink.
No.
Let alone the bath.
Charlotte. Is she one of your single friends?
No, she's actually taken.
No.
Which makes my singletonness
have you met
worse.
Him?
Yeah, I have. Which actually, thinking about it, makes sense.
Defo real?
He's real, but he's northern.
Right.
KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
Like, how did this come up? It was a shop, wasn't it? We're talking about Happy Shopper,
weren't
we?
Happy Shopper, that was it.
We were talking about Happy Shopper and we were like, OMG, do you remember Happy Shopper? You don't remember it, do you?
No. It wasn't a thing for me, sadly.
But we were then going like, right, well, now think of shops that no longer exist, stores, shops, whatever, no longer exists, but you only score a point if you go, because like everybody's go-to would be Woolworths.
Woolworths, 100%. But I don't feel like that's oh my God enough anymore, because it's not that long ago. No. I mean, and I think the oh my God comes from the fact that we don't get the pick and mix anymore, more so than the shop.
Than anything else, like bargain basement CD collection and all that stuff. No, like, and the same deal with like Toys R Us. Don't get me wrong, I'd love Toys R Us to come back.
Oh, I love Toys R Us.
But it's not like OMG moment, is it?
Doesn't have the impact.
No, so what have we got so far?
Debbie in Rochester said Netto.
See, there, right there.
OMG. My God.
So we had them here.
I googled the logo and it's the one with the little dog,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah.
And it rings a bell, but I don't think I ever shopped there.
There was one in Canterbury, used to be one in Canterbury a long time ago, by the old cinema, and you used to go in there and you'd be able to get like a pipe of Pringles for 60p or whatever, and then you'd take and smuggle them into the cinema. Yeah, Netto. See, like, Debbie, we'll give you a point for Netto, so you can have Netto for sure.
She also said Thomas Cook, which I also think is an OMG.
But see, I still think Thomas Cook's around.
It's Thompson now, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Dixon's. That one she said. But no, you can have a point for Netto. We'll let you have Netto.
Netto will give you a point. Yeah. Rebecca in Tunbridge, Littlewoods. And apparently they did a nice breakfast at the one in Maidstone.
Did they have a store?
I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought it was just a catalogue.
All right, we'll give you a point for that, Rebecca.
But if you want an OMG, this one, hit deep. Elizabeth, Tammy Girl. OMG. I loved Tammy Girl.
Yeah, I bumped into Orlando Bloom in Tammy Girl. I'm talking years and years and years and years ago. Yeah, Tammy Girl. They had like disco flooring in Canterbury.
That one was a vibe. Tammy Girls were a vibe. They were like a place to meet up with your pals. Check what's new in.
Like me and my mate Orlando. We used to meet in there often.
KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
And welcome to our 6 a.m. games. Today we're playing There Was This One Time. Could you please remind us of your story time, please?
Went on a stag do to Portugal. And we landed, ran in a couple of hours, went into a lovely restaurant, and I had a little accident involving drinks that they weirdly set on fire. Not one over. As I leant back, I then pulled the, what do you call it? Like dishcloth, you know
table
what I mean?
Cloth.
Tablecloth. That's what I was looking for.
The dishcloth.
It's a very small table. And set fire to it. Big flames. Terribly sorry. I did pay for damage. Probably not going to go back.
Susan's texted in and said, I like the story, but I feel like it's something Rob witnessed, but that he didn't actually happen to himself. I quite like that plot twist.
I like it as well.
That's a fair point. Frank in Gillingham 100% thinks you're telling the truth, and he's going with the poll on Twitter, which has favoured true by 68%.
Oh!
Swinging to true. So they think you're telling the truth.
That's because it is the truth.
But I feel like you're surprised then at them thinking you were telling the truth.
I'm always surprised. Every day, something surprises me. Today, it was that.
The poll just threw you over the edge.
Yeah, the poll surprised me.
Now, this is always a dangerous game, because if I go against the poll, I've gone against the people of Kent, and then shame on me if I go wrong.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, they are the risks. You lost last time you played this with me.
I know. Thanks for adding the pressure.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't believe that you would order a cocktail that was on fire anyway.
I wasn't a cocktail.
Like, I feel like you
short.
Were... Short.
Think about
short.
It. I'm not saying what it is.
Oh, okay. So in my head, I was like, no, that's not... I feel like I guess she was a beer man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
You're more of a cosmopolitan.
I'm a strawberry daiquiri. I'm not. But that's a conversation for another time.
That's a whole other thing we need to unravel.
You know.
I'm going to take a risk.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go against the poll. and say that you're telling the porcupine.
You think it's a lie?
I think you're saying a lie.
You think I'm saying a lie?
You're saying a lie.
You're doing a lie.
Ha.
Sorry.
I got it wrong again. You're telling the truth.
Yeah. It was a really bad night.
Oh my goodness.
It was a really bad night.
That is not fun for you.
I think I ended up having to pay. I can't remember exactly, but I panicked. And I think I gave him like 150 euros. And when we left, my friend Burjo said to me, you know, Burjo, Robbo,
Burjo. They're
all there, all the boys, said, you know, that table was probably best part of 20 quid. Like, why did you do that?
So
but
you
I
definitely
felt so
could
bad.
Have gone back.
Yeah, I
could
felt bad.
Given the you whole, a breakfast on the house.
The whole trip was a nightmare, to be honest. But it just won me a point, so I'll take it.
So it was worth it in the long run.
It was.
The only way to wake up on KMFM Breakfast.
If you have got tickets to Taylor Swift, listen up, because there's something you can't take that everybody would want to take.
I think it's up there.
It's tough.
With the most acquired item, I think.
Yeah, I reckon you might even sell your tickets in the next couple of minutes, knowing that you can't take this thing into her concert, which is...
helmets.
Yes, that's right. You can't take a helmet to a Taylor Swift concert.
And it specifically says a football helmet or an altered helmet. Who is going around altering helmets?
What is an altered helmet?
I don't know. All I can think of when I think of his helmet is my old bike helmet. It used to look like a watermelon.
It did, didn't it?
And I feel like that'd be quite fun to wear to a Taylor Swift concert.
Can't!
But I can't.
And if you go in with it, they'll take it away.
It's prohibited.
It's weird, which does suggest... that somebody not only has taken a helmet in to a Taylor Swift gig, but then something has gone wrong with it. What could have happened?
I don't know what you would do with a helmet.
It's a Taylor Swift concert.
Like, what are you doing? Unless you're pouring your drink in there and drinking it out, making like a fishbowl.
I did wonder whether or not, and I might have dreamt this, and if I know this, this just proves you what a sad person I am. Taylor Swift me video. Football.
Oh, do you think it's like fancy dress kind of vibes? Like how everyone wears feather boas to Harry Styles.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got this thing in my head that there was in one of the videos that they are on a football pitch.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I can.
Might be dreaming. Maybe that's
it.
Why. But still, like, I'm a big pop music fan. I am a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Am I taking a helmet with me? No.
No,
because that's weird.
And you definitely aren't going to alter a helmet either, just for clarification.
I don't know what altering a helmet would be. Sure, if you alter a helmet, it's no longer a helmet. I don't know.
Just cover it in sequins, maybe.
The only way to wake up on KMFM Breakfast. KMFM Breakfast.
You're halfway through the Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Rob Wills, and Chelsea Little.
Hey, hey.
It's been a really great first part of the summer holidays, and we've kind of swatched. Changed.
Mixed it up.
Switched up. That's
there
what I was going for. Switched up. The game that you know and love called Say It. This time we are allowing the kids to have a go.
And they have been taking over, absolutely smashing it out for the prize of a £200 Smith's Toys gift card.
This week's winner is this person.
KMFM's Summer Say It Kids. It's Stinky Grown Ups.
Turn up your radio. It's Friday, which means it's the Summer Say It Kids final of the week. We are giving out that £200 gift card today. And he's been holding the top of the leaderboard all week, Josh 8 from Ashford. But let's see if Eva, who we've chosen at random, she's 11 from Canterbury, can beat that score. But before we begin, Eva, how's your summer holly bobs going?
Good.
What have you been up to?
We won a beach hut for a week, so we've been down there.
You had a beach hut for a week?
Yeah.
What?
Evie, you've had an amazing summer
You're
holiday.
You're living the life.
That sounds incredible. So you're now on trying to win £200 worth of Smith Toys gift cards. If you were to win it, Eva, how would you spend it?
Probably on a new bike.
Oh, look at you.
That's a great choice. Gosh, we all need a bike.
You know what? If you do this, you've had the best summer ever. Well, look, Eva, have you heard Say It before?
Yeah.
So you know the deal, you know how it works. You know that, well, the next question is going to be then. Who is doing the describing for you? Is it going to be Chelsea or me, Rob?
Chelsea.
Good choice.
Let's do this, Eva.
Takes the pressure off of me and I like it.
the relief.
Right then, Eva, to win, you need to get 7 points. If you get 6, you will share the pot with Josh. Good luck. Let's go in.
Say it.
They're an animal in Australia and they bounce up and down.
Kangaroo.
Yes. It's a food. Cheese and tomato margarita is a type of one.
Pizza.
Yes. Harry Potter can do what?
Fly. Magic.
Yes. When you're going on a long trip, it's also called a...
Holiday?
No, it's a... I'll skip it. That's a good one. It's a baby dog.
Puppy.
Yes. It's a really tall bit of land with like a peak at the top. People climb them.
Mountain.
Yes. Dairy milk is a type of this?
Chocolate.
Yes. T-Rex is one of these.
Dinosaur.
Yes. It's an instrument that you strum.
Guitar.
Yes. If you're scared of the dark, you're scared of like what being around?
Monster.
Yes.
Time out.
Time.
Eva, you were so good there.
She's so calm through the whole thing as well.
And so chill. Do you want to know what score you got, Eva?
Yeah.
I think you're going to be happy. You got 1 for kangaroo, 2 for pizza, and 3 for magic. We did have to pass on journey. 4 for puppy, 5 for mountain, 6 for chocolate, 7 for dinosaur, 8 for guitar, and 9 for monster.
Which means on the last day, Eva, you are top of the leaderboard.
Eva, massive congratulations. That is such a big score. You can now go and get the bike you wanted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy summer holidays. Our winner for Somerset Kids Week 2, Eva, congratulations.
Waking up Kent.
This is KMFM Breakfast.
This is, we were talking about this last week. Your confectionery issue is with what?
Crisps. Specifically, ready salted crisps.
Because?
Because why are they ready to be salted? Why are they not just salted crisps?
It's a fair point. This came from your dad, didn't it?
Yeah. We were chatting about it because we were just all... And what were we eating? I'd got salt and vinegar. Then my mum had got prawn cocktail and he'd got ready salted.
Mm.
And we were just talking about flavours. And then he was like, well, all of the rest are just the flavour. Why is this one ready to be flavoured? Because you wouldn't have a ready prawn cocktail or a ready barbecue.
No,
it's
fair,
like,
fair.
Why is it ready to be salted? What's that about?
So this is the for the people watching at home. They are Walkers ready salted. The red ones everybody knows, right?
That know and love.
This is the reason why. Well, the research I've done into your problem, because it was obviously, you know, really starting to get you down, was...
Sniggling away.
Well, these. Yeah.
Salt and shake.
So apparently, it's not that they're ready to be salted. They have already been salted.
Been salted.
This is salt and shake for those that don't know it. If you're not watching on KMTV, these are the ones that got a little salt packet in them, right?
Yeah, I had them as a kid. They're so good.
You would have to salt them yourself to taste, right? Whereas those have already been salted.
Been salted.
Ready.
Ready, salted.
Which apparently is also why they are colour red.
Stop it.
Keeps giving, doesn't it, this story?
This is just endless.
Keeps
giving. All the facts. But why not already salted then? We've opened up another can of worms as well. Because if it's already salted, why is it just ready? What about the owl?
Or all. Because that would be just one L. I don't know, Chuck. Listen, I don't know. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I've read up for you. I wish I'm bothered now.
This is Kent's Wake Up Call.
KMFM Breakfast.
Chelsea, if you could step to one side, please, and just allow in Dr. Datelittle, because he can't obviously be the same person.
No,
you know?
Never,
no,
darling.
Didn't think so. Dr. Datelittle, your job is to help singletons across Kent get a date with advice that somehow you don't follow yourself.
I keep you up to date on the hottest dating trends so you can avoid the red flags that I run into.
Okay.
Latest trend that has hit the floor is Tamagotchis. Now, any 90s babies might be slightly confused because a Tamagotchi was this little like virtual pet
little
thing.
Pocket thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you've been dating little 90s retro games.
No, but the age gap sometimes can be
sure. Okay, we'll move on.
Basically, it's like a virtual pet that you used to have to keep alive.
That's right, So you used to feed it, make sure it slept.
Yeah,
all that kind of
give it lots of attention.
Yeah.
And this has become a new phrase for people that ghost after 12 days if you don't give them attention. Because funnily enough, the lifespan of a Tamagotchi was 12
short.
Days.
Yes.
And so the new thing is, if you don't give someone enough attention on a dating app, they just ghost. So they're being called Tamagotchis.
Wow. So if you're not feeding them, petting them, making sure they're okay,
yeah,
they go.
Yeah, fluffing their ego. They just ghost. Capiche?
I must admit, I wouldn't know where to begin dating again. It's been 13 years for me this week.
It's awful out there.
But there seems to be some treacherous conditions to work within.
Honestly. But then I'm like, if they are called a Tamagotchi, well, what you had to do is, if you'd forgotten about your Tamagotchi, you used to hold down the A button and press the C and reboot. So, do I just download another dating app? Like, how does this work? How do I reboot?
I don't know. It's a fair point. I am starting to feel a little bit sorry for you in your dating situation. I am, because it sounds awful out there. It's awful.
Dreadful. I'd rather have a Tamagotchi.
KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
So I'm going to see the Jills tonight.
Come on, Gillingham.
And I am excited about it.
But, you are, deep down.
Because it's Southampton tonight, so Premiership team travelling to the Medway Towns to play in the Cup. And I said, I thought this was really nice over the weekend. I said to Mrs. Rob's dad, or now father-in-law, and I said, hey, Paul, do you fancy going to the game? He's like, yeah, if you can get tickets. I thought, nice. Do you know what? They were really reasonable. I had no idea how reasonable they were. And I thought, do you know what? I think I paid 18 quid a ticket.
That's not bad at all.
So I mentioned this to Mrs. Rob. Next thing I know, I'm taking everybody. Well, Uncle Graham would love to go.
Uncle Graham?
I bet Uncle Graham would like to go if I'm paying. I bet he'd like to go anywhere if I was paying.
I bet he wants a hot dog and a beer as well.
He probably
will
want a hot dog and a beer. And he'll want parking. And he might want a program. So, It's gone from a romantic night out with the father-in-law to a minibus of the Fletcher family.
KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
What's happened on the group chat, please, Chels?
It's been an eventful one. I'm going to start off with the birds.
This was last week.
Yeah, we've now called it Pigeon Camp.
Oh, because there was a flock of pigeons. It was a bit Jurassic Park.
They've set up camp now. They're not going anywhere. Okay. All right. Third floor has been taken over by the flock.
Or pigeons. Okay, all right. Pigeon camp it is. It's there.
And the leader is Nigel. He's the biggest pigeon. And we've named him Nigel.
He's not a resident. It's an actual bird.
An actual bird. Gosh. And we know that he's the biggest one, and we know which one he is because he only has two toes on the one foot.
Oh, good.
In other news...
Attenborough, I hope you're listening. She's coming for you.
Lennon was a good Samaritan and helped Pam turn a wardrobe on its side. And none of us really have any idea why she wanted the wardrobe on its side.
A wardrobe on its side?
Yeah.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
So many questions.
Why would Lennon agree to help such ludicrous
behaviour?
Well, she
asked for help and Lennon was like, I'll help.
No, I don't like that.
But we don't actually know why the wardrobe's on its side. It's making me quite concerned.
I don't like it. It feels like something's about to happen there.
You'll find out in Ken Online in a few weeks' time. And Kerry, bless her, so she's been on a diet for the summer.
Okay.
And she keeps ordering secret takeaways that get delivered to the wrong house. It keeps getting delivered to Henry's apartment, not hers. So now she started adding an extra box of nuggets to the order so that when delivered to Henry, he can have the nuggets.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he always brings it to her because he's like, Kerry, I've got your order again.
It's like, that's nice. I like that. That's nice of Kerry doing that. All it needs to happen now is for Henry to say, I'm a vegetarian, and that would make that story perfect, wouldn't it?
Imagine, it's just been stockpiling nuggets long.
Please, I don't have the heart to tell her I don't want any more nuggets.
The only way to wake up on KMFM Breakfast.
Took Mrs. Rob shopping, which anybody listens to me on Drive Time will know that's my favourite pastime. pastime, and I wish it was. In the past,
always.
But just takes a lot of time. It's very stressful. It is the stereotypical sexist conversation where the bloke's like, yeah, I walked around the whole shop and then we go back and she buys the first thing she tried on.
Yeah.
Mine's slightly worse than that. I go around the whole shop and we don't buy anything. But yesterday I got very excited because we went into River Island.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm pretty sure it's River Island. And... she did choose combats are back in, aren't they?
Oh, and they're so fab. Like, I love them. I've got some on today.
So she buys herself a set of combats and we get to the checkout. There's one person on the checkout.
Yeah.
And four, like, help yourself self-service checkouts.
Yeah.
And I was like, this looks weird because there's no scanner. Just a bin.
Oh my goodness, I know exactly what you're on about. I've had this in a different shop and you just drop it in the bin.
You drop the clothes in, but altogether, how does it know?
So Apparently, the little, you know, that you still have to de-tag it yourself, which I...
Oh, I did do that.
Did you not have to de-tag it?
No. So you literally, so imagine this, right? Imagine a basket, a big basket.
Yeah.
And for everybody who hasn't seen it, you drop the clothes in and somehow...
It knows exactly
it knows
the item.
What they are. And up it comes on the screen. It's like, yeah, here they are. And then you just decide whether you want to keep the hangers or not. If you don't want them, you pop them through the little recycly holy thing. And I was just like...
Mind blown.
Well, yeah, mind blown and a little bit embarrassing because I went, what? Followed by everybody staring.
Everyone's like, is he all right?
No, he's not.
KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
And I'm speaking out for the adults this Monday because we have it hard and not enough people, I think, give a big, for the adults.
Well, who are you expecting to do that? Children?
Yes.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
They get perks to life, like, and this is what bugs me. So, make the bed, they get a Barbie. Brush their teeth, £2.
Where did this price list come from?
This is my fictional price list.
Oh, so not every time, just to confirm.
Not every time.
Every time you make the bed, you don't get a Barbie.
But, you know, if you do hospital corners.
So you're saying chores, they get paid for them.
Yeah.
And your beef is that you
No one rewards me.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KM FM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say play KM FM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.
See, that makes me feel so... Thank you.
And you've still got another 60 years of doing it. Minimum.
No!
Do you know? So you better get used to that right now, hon. I'm just saying.
KM FM Breakfast.